Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Welcome, everyone, to today's show. We are finishing up the Finance 2035 series today, and it's always exciting to finish a series. We've been predicting the future, and today we will bring it home, so to speak, by walking the hallways of the finance function in 2035. So this morning, European time, we released a blog post called The Dawn of a New Age in the Finance Function. So think 10 years into the future. What will it be like to work in the finance function? There are no guarantees, but it will likely be different from today. How can we recognize these changes? That's the tricky question we set out to answer in today's show. The final show in the season or series, if you will, Finance 2035, where we have predicted the future of the finance function 10 years from now. So we once worked with a finance function to change the way they work. It was based on the formula quality times acceptance equal to success. The main challenge was that they spent too much time delivering quantity and could not get acceptance for their analysis and insights. Through rigorous work, a lot of training, and even more practice, the teams started to change, and it was a great success. However, success is often short-lived, and companies fail to sustain the change. As a result, the change doesn't become embedded into the company's culture. This company was different, though, and here's how we could tell. A few years later, one of our partners attended a conference where someone from the company spoke. When we worked with them, this person wasn't part of the company and hadn't received the training. Yet, he elegantly presented and explained their way of working as if it was second nature to him. This indicates that the company culture, or in this case, the finance function, had truly transformed. So with that in mind, let's dive into how Finance 2035 is coming to life. But before we do that, here's a question for you. If you've been following the series over the past weeks and months, or just try to imagine finance 10 years from now, how is it different to working in your finance function today? Let's hear some examples of that. Always good to hear from all of you. Okay, so imagine you're walking the hallways of finance in 2035. When you meet a newcomer, do you ask them how their experience working in your company has been so far? If not, you should, because you always get many great insights. Ideally, you want to hear them say, "It's different here, and I like it." Naturally, you want to understand how different it is to learn how the culture is experienced in your company. Now imagine, you're a new hire in the finance function in 2035. You have walked 10 years into the future, coming from an average finance function today. What should you expect to experience? With the outset and the vision, think AI first to realize the people potential of your finance function. Let's share some highlights. First is on physical presence. Finance function's physical presence, or physical size, is smaller for two reasons. One, automation and artificial intelligence have eliminated many jobs. And two, most of the remaining people have either relocated from a central finance function to the business teams they support. This leaves a small corporate team of highly qualified experts. The second is on digital experience. Everything you need from a financial perspective, you get delivered as a digital experience. You're surrounded by dashboards or interactive interfaces, calling what you want, constantly updating with the latest information about the present and the future. No one focuses on the past anymore, as insights and trends and patterns are automatically included in future projections. Next is on digital assistant. So much like wearing a smartwatch today, you'll be wearing your insights in the future. With every query, you ask your digital assistant, you're getting the latest market updates to solving complex problems. Your digital assistant is your biggest asset. This frees you to unleash your creativity together with your stakeholders. Then there's collaboration. All physical boundaries are removed, and the office is one ample collaborative space where even remote workers appear on equal terms through a virtual reality setup. This dynamic environment enhances communication and promotes the sharing of diverse ideas. The next is beyond finance. Most of the work done by finance professionals is beyond the traditional finance scope. They address key strategic questions like, how can we sell? How can we deliver more efficiently? How can we find the right talent and develop the leader skill set? What are the latest consumer trends that we need to catch? These questions are much more frequently asked than, how can we close the books or get the latest forecast? By 2035, finance will have evolved into a driver of superior business outcomes rather than merely tracking financial performance. And there's leadership. Finance leadership are still involved in decision making and they are still supporting their stakeholders. However, they lead differently. They have evolved into coaches rather than managers. They frequently observe their team members in action and share feedback continuously on how to optimize the use of the digital experience while spending most of their time building relationships and enhancing insights, decision-making, and execution together with business leaders. And finally, learning. Active learning has become the most important skill in the finance function. It's the only way to keep up with rapidly evolving technology landscape and working methods. Continuous learning is embedded into the finance function through a learning dashboard. Here, AI-generated suggestions for learning, new things pop up daily. Team members are encouraged to dedicate at least 30 minutes each day to this ongoing learning. Are you excited about working in such a finance function? We'll leave that question with you. However, we can all agree that it's a different experience in today's finance function. The real question is, how can we get there? We have shared many actionable steps during the past 2 months. Well, let's finish by highlighting the simple process of creating a new culture. Before we do that, question for you. Can you imagine walking the hallways of such a finance function? Let us know in the comments. Just checking in here. We have Hilma saying, Enners, this is Hilma from Switzerland. I hope you're right with your prediction. Thank you for that. Reality is that 2024 is not much different from 1991. Excel has more than 16,384 rows. Yes, it has more than 1 million now. But other than that, little change. And I know Hilma and I, we have a good discussion also on LinkedIn. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. But I think it's a good ambition to say not much has changed. I probably challenge that, and I'm sure most would. But it's also true that the change we imagined 10 years ago have not realized the way we expected. So it's fair to say the changes we are now imagining 10 years into the future perhaps won't happen in the same way either. We're making our predictions. You can feel free to make yours as well. Put them in the comments. Happy to return to them afterwards. So what are the steps to take to build a culture of the finance function? It's like the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Building the finance 2035 culture takes time and consistent effort. To form a new culture, there are 4 simple steps to follow. Number 1 is micro steps. These are small, simple changes to your daily routine where you try new things you haven't. For example, say in the Excel world, you could try a new formula in Excel to solve a task more efficiently. It will likely feel strange at first, but after a few times, you'll start to see the benefits. It's like when I switched from VLOOKUP to XLOOKUP. I'd heard about the formula, I was reluctant to change because I had to learn something new. But one day, I just pressed plus X instead of plus V, and my XLOOKUP formula unfolded. La, I was trying a new formula, it worked, and I never went back to VLOOKUP ever again. Step number 2, habits. It takes around 2 months to form a habit. But trying the new Excel formula only a few times won't ensure it becomes your new way of working. You will need to force yourself to use it every time it makes sense consciously. There's an opportunity to do so until it becomes second nature for you to start typing the new formula and not the old. As I said, I just pressed an X, not that V, right? Simple as that. Then comes the mindset. Your thinking changes when you successfully adopt a new habit. We call this mindset change or growth mindset, if you will. And to stay in the Excel analogy, you are not just trying new formulas anymore. You're consistently asking yourself if you're solving your task most efficiently. You're continuously improving and doing things in better ways. And finally, culture. it's not enough that your mindset changes to create a new culture. After all, you're just one person. So to change the culture, you need to help others change too. Do this by being a role model and actively training colleagues in new ways of working. Show them how using the new Excel formula works wonders. Highlight how you have increased your overall efficiency through constant challenge, and support your colleagues through the change by encouraging them to stay focused, even if the benefits don't show as fast as they did for you. I did this myself when I was working in corporate. So I had spent 10 years developing to become a great finance business partner. But I didn't stop there because I knew there were hundreds of other people in the company that needed to become great as well. I'm not saying they were good or bad or anything like that. I'm just saying they all needed to become great. So I took it upon myself to arrange a training day and offer it across the company. So I went to Copenhagen, of course, where I'm staying, Hamburg, Dubai, Singapore, Shanghai, lots of different places to train people, Chennai and India as well, to train people on new ways of work. And after that, I offered half an hour coaching sessions to whoever wanted to share their challenges of being a better person. This is how you can help others change too. Maybe it's an Excel workshop you do, or PowerPoint, whatever it might be, you can help others change too. We used Excel as a simple example, which we can all relate to. You should translate this example into the use of artificial intelligence. Ask yourself today, what's one new way you can use artificial intelligence in your work? Apply it consistently, and you'll gain efficiency and shift your mindset towards AI first. Once that thought has become a mainstay, start helping others through the changes. Finance leaders should not only do this themselves, but also start to think about how to realize people's potential. Naturally, they should make the necessary resource available for staff to use AI in their work. They should also provide training in the skills we have outlined as critical in 2005. We did that last week. That way, they can easily create personal development plans for their team members and get them used to active learning. Final question for you. What's the first micro step that you plan to take towards Finance 2035? Again, comments open. Happy to get back to them later. Also, if you're listening on the playback here, just put your thoughts in the comments. By focusing on both individual and team development, these efforts will fuel the ongoing finance transformation towards 2035. No one can do it alone. The means to get started on the journey are available today. Are you ready to get started? I know I am. I'm here to help you start moving towards that future. If you need help, if your finance team needs help, you know whom to reach out to. This is the end of the Finance 2035 series. Put it into an ebook as well and share that with everyone who needs it. Next week, we'll start a new series on how finance professionals can become value drivers. We'll share practical, actionable tips on how to do it, and we look forward to getting your examples as well. But until then, thanks a lot for tuning in today. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.